My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is our pal Pete Haley, Junks Olympics correspondent, checking in live from, have you heard of this city? Paris. What's up, Pete? Good morning.
I like when you go into that voice.
Thank you. It's one of my specialties, JP.
It's also probably a city that you'll never visit.
Paris?
Yeah, you're not going
there. Maybe. I would say 25% chance.
One in four?
Pretty one good. One in four chance.
Oh, you might get romantic later in life.
I don't know.
We'll take the wife.
We'll have to see what the future holds. What's up, Pete? What's up, Pedro?
Paris, the city of lights, the capital of France, the huge place I've been in for 6 months, and I'm just kind of missing some American comforts, but that's okay, because there's 4 days of action left. I'll be on a hello. Also, I'll do this voice one more time, then I'll stop stealing it. You ever heard of a charter flight on the way home Monday?
Nice.
NBC? I can't wait for that.
Hold on. This is way more important than like some sort of steeplechase event you're going to talk about. Give us the details on the charter flight. Like, what sort of aircraft? How many people are on it? What are the seating arrangements? What does the catering look like?
So all those questions are great questions.
They're valid.
I've never flown charter. I don't even know what to look for, but I know it's just an NBC-wide charter. There's a bunch of us going home after 24 straight days of work, and I know on my ticket it says food. I don't know how good the food is, but that's fine. I'll be ready for it.
Right.
I don't know where I'm sitting, but that's okay. I'm sure I'm not sitting within 30 rows of Tariko and anybody else important.
I hope you're flying in an Airbus and not a Boeing.
Yep, that's now the first thing I check on my tickets. We had an Airbus coming over, so good. I would hope an Airbus coming back, but they could sit me on the toilet with some duty already in there, and I'd be happy to come home.
Wow.
I am excited.
Are you there? You're there the whole time without your girlfriend? Has she come to visit, or...?
No, she has not come to visit, just because the hours for me are so weird where it would not be great for us. She could have showed up and perused Paris on her own and probably had a really nice time, but we figured for her to spend that much money to come sit in a hotel and then for me to come home grumpy after a long shift just wouldn't be great. So we've been texting and FaceTiming, and we miss each other a bunch, and that's going to be a great return. She's going to pick me up at JFK at 4 p.m. on Monday. So she's going to sit in probably 6 hours of traffic both ways, but she's doing it out of love.
That's all right.
You and Tariko can show her the Eiffel Tower.
That is a heinous joke.
That's a great joke.
All right, so what are you seeing? What are the big events that we can look forward to here in the last few days?
Before he gets to that, I did marvel at your tweet from July 31st, Pete, at Pete Haley, NBCS. As you were out in the wild, you were watching the BMX freestyle final. You tweeted a picture of a woman walking around on the streets of Paris with an alternate Commander's Chase Young jersey.
What?
I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Not even just an alternate. It was a gray alternate. This woman must have been, like, so lost, but it was, I had to take my phone out. So, yeah, I was strolling home after the BMX final, a riveting show of biking. That's about all I have to say about that. I liked when the people fell. That was very entertaining. And yeah, on the sidewalk on the way home, I just walked by and I said, hey, that looks like Redskins colors. Oh my God, it's a gray football team Redskins Commanders throwback, and it's Chase Young. So that was the weirdest jersey I've seen by far.
Bizarre.
But yes, in terms of the events you're asking about, Eric, there is a ton of good track and field today. The U.S.'s track team is racking up medals. They have 6 golds already. They only had 7 in Tokyo. They have 19 total medals after only having 26 in Tokyo. Look for Noah Lyles in the 200 meter. There's also a couple other guys in the 200 meters. So we could be looking at a potential twofer, if not a podium sweep there. And also the 400 hurdles for the women. There's going to be a really good showdown between Sydney McLaughlin Lavroni of the U.S. She is sick. There's a woman from the Netherlands named Femke Bol, no relation to Manute Bol, for those wondering. And if Valdez can find it, she's gone viral recently because it sounds like when she talks, someone's given her a glass of helium and then said, like, talk like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I know. I've seen the clip. Yep.
But she's as weird as her voice is, she's even better at running and jumping over hurdles that are spaced about 9 meters apart, I learned yesterday. So that's going to be a very cool final. So the U.S. track is probably the headliners from here on out. And today is supposed to be really good medal-wise. One more guy from Chesapeake, Virginia, Grant Holloway. He's going in the 110-meter hurdles, and he just blew away the competition in the semifinal. Oh, God, excuse me.
You okay?
Semifinal. So,
hey, look, you know what?
Yeah.
Gather yourself. I think we have audio of the woman that you were talking about.
It was amazing. I mean, okay. It was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running into 50, so I knew I had to go out fast.
That's real?
Yeah. It sounds like Rahm's wife sped up about 50 times.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how big of
screaming
a story was it in France? It was a big story on the junkies, the guy who knocked down the bar, the pole vaulter with the bulge.
Yeah.
I'll say the junkies paid more attention to anything dong-related than we do on NBC's Primetime right. in Paris show, which is viewed by millions of people every night and tries to be somewhat professional. So we did not cover that. I think it just missed the rundown. If we had 3.5 hours instead of 3, we would have done it. But we tend to pay more attention to things like basketball instead of like that, men's.
Your show was too packed.
Yeah, not talking about hog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an entire segment for the junks.
Oh, yeah. It's a bonanza.
It's actually, and we did a follow up the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to say that hasn't happened.
So you didn't do the pole vaulter chick that was twerking? You didn't do that one either?
Nope, no, no. We didn't get to that either. Tariqa was not necessarily going for that.
Has he yelled at you yet?
Focus on the action. He could yell at me if he wanted to. Like there, I would have no problem with one of the greatest of all time yelling at me, who we just met a couple weeks ago. But he is extremely friendly. Pats me on the back. Does inside jokes with
me. Have you disappointed him at all yet?
Early on, so there no disappointment, but there was one fact I gave him where it was like, blah, 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 has won gold. And he looked at me and he said, hey, let's just be sure, Olympic gold, okay? When you give me these, let's just mention Olympic gold, because the world championships and these other kinds of gold medals. And it was like, yeah, that's a great point. But he's on our daytime show, he's on our nighttime show, probably 3 hours on daytime. He's weaving in interviews with Carmelo Anthony and then like a handball player. And then he comes with us. He sits, he eats dinner. Then he's on TV for about another 3 hours and he has to just know everything. And it's this is my third hit with you guys. I've said it all every time. It's so impressive to watch. He handles it with ease.
He's
up till 5 a.m.
Yeah,
and he's just
stud.
He's just he's built for this, and I am could not be more in awe of the guy's talents.
What about, have you had interaction with Snoop?
Snoop has been in my general area. Last night, I wanted to sneak a selfie. He was behind me getting mic'd up, and he's about 8 feet tall, and he was wearing this ridiculous Noah Lyles jacket, and I wanted to take a selfie, but I was afraid he was going to see me, call me out, and then have one of his entourage escort me out of the very nice cafe we're working in.
Yeah.
But that's another guy. He is, like, super... He's as goofy off-air as he is on-air. Like, you know, I was thinking maybe he had that personality on air, but then he'd come through and he'd be kind of grumpy. No, he's doing his goofy Snoof bits.
It just seems like a genuinely good guy.
But shizzle, Pete.
Yeah,
nice 10-year-old reference.
Well, these want to know: did he reek of weed when he was when he was behind you?
No, I did not smell any marijuana. If he wants to smoke, I'm sure he could do it, and nobody would bat an eyelash. But he's doing a really good job. One of our executives calls him an ambassador of happiness, and like I think that title fits. He's at all these games. He's interacting with.
I think he's been a star of the Olympics.
Players, families.
Pedro, can you confirm or deny?
I totally agree with you, Eric.
Confirm or deny that Snoop Dogg is getting paid something to the tune of $500K per day by the corporate overlords at NBC.
Did you guys have a pre-show meeting and say, hey, let's get together and let's try to ask Pete as many questions as we can that could get him fired? Or hey Valdez, bring your best Eiffel Tower reference for this
well,
one. Okay?
Well, you know, menage a trois is French, Pete.
I definitely can't confirm, and I can't deny it either. But whatever Snoop is being paid, he deserves it. He's going all across the city. He's delivering a whole new audience for us, and he's doing it with a smile on his face. A couple nights ago, he and Martha Stewart came in, mm-hmm. and they were clinking champagne glasses after a day at dressage. They were wearing their goofy equestrian outfits. It was really funny. So Snoop has done a really good job. Other people we've had in our office include John Mulaney, Simone Biles, the men's gymnastics team, Katie Ledecky, all these just mega stars come by, sit with Mike Tirico, do interviews with the Eiffel Tower in the background. So,
what about non-sports besides Martha Stewart and Snoop? You know what I mean? Like, what are the non-sports celebs have you run into or seen?
Yeah, Alex Cooper. Have you seen Alex Cooper?
The caller daddy chick?
Yeah, I've seen Alex Cooper. She was on the red carpet during opening ceremonies. Al Michaels and Bob Costas have been walking around. I know that's sports, but those are two Olympic pieces of royalty.
Does Al walk like an old man, or does he walk like a normal, like, you know, 65-year-old?
Be careful again.
Yeah, don't get fired.
He puts a foot in front of the other, and he gets from point A to point B. There's no pictures on the scorecard with Al Michaels, all right? He's walking totally fine,
all right.
And he's still got that sultry voice.
I mean,
So we certainly focus more on the sports athletes. There are other shows like Alex Cooper. Maria Taylor has a show where they get some maybe more of the celebrities, whereas we try and get like the biggest gold medals of the night. So Cole Hawker, who won the 1500 meters a couple nights ago for the U.S., a few hours after that happened, he was here celebrating. So who knows? Maybe we'll get somebody like Noah Lyles if he gets the double.
If Pete said anything bad about Al Michaels, he's not flying charter home from Paris.
Al Michaels isn't NBC.
Be swimming home.
Al Michaels?
He's not NBC,
I'm not
right?
I'm finishing this phone call if I say something bad about Al Michaels.
Al Michaels used to be on Football Night in America, which is a huge NBC product.
Oh, he is NBC?
He used to be. I don't know if he still is. I can't confirm.
Yeah, I mean, he's Amazon now, but we're pretty friendly with Amazon. And like Al Michaels, he's like, you know, he's like the retired athlete, but if he shows up to your practice or shows up to your game, it's like if B-Mitch goes to Commander's Park. They're not going to be like, oh, B-Mitch, you're with 106.7. You actually can't come through this door anymore. He's good for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he's good.
He can hang out with us.
Hey, what did you think of LeBron putting the crown on his head when they were cheering the French swimmer?
It was funny, but also like, dude, I guess LeBron gets to this point because he has a major ego, but just because people are clapping, imagine being in a world where you think every time someone claps or cheers, they're doing it for you. Right. Like, hey, LeBron, you're on an NBA court with 15 other all-stars, and it's possible that people are looking elsewhere, but good for LeBron for doing that. Leon Marchand is probably the biggest winner of these games. 5 medals, 4 golds. He's 22. That guy, his Instagram DMs have probably overloaded with just inappropriate photos and requests. He's been a true gift for these French people. The French people have showed out for their athletes. And if you want, if you're so inclined, the French are playing Germany in a semifinal today for basketball. And last time I checked, Germany, pretty heavy favorite, and I saw Germany in person play Greece a few days ago, was so uninspired. They squeaked by Greece, which was Giannis and then a bunch of guys with 15 vowels in their last names. So if you like France today against Germany, I think that might be worth some of your FanDuel plays. If you're doing the, I don't know what day it is, if you're doing the FanDuel parlay, which you probably aren't, but that'd be worth it.
Are you looking for
any of your listeners?
Are you looking for a Bilal Coulibaly breakout?
Yeah, have you been swept up in Bilal Coulibaly mania over there in Paris? Because that's my guy.
Yeah.
And I'm getting attacked. Pete, you don't understand the level of attacks I'm taking here in the studio for being Coulibaly.
He's your guy.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Cakes wants to pick the splinters out of his butt from riding pine.
Yeah. I mentioned Leon Marchand as the true winner of these games. On the opposite end of the spectrum, and then go 10 more meters.
Don't do this
to me,
Pete.
That's where Bilal Coulibaly is.
Don't do this.
He is the most useless player. Oh. And also, by the way, when I was at the Germany game, I saw two former Wizards players. Can you guys work together to figure out who the two former Wizards were?
Mo Wagner is one.
Mo Wagner is certainly one.
And the second one.
And even more obscure, but you guys have definitely mentioned his name a bunch of times.
They never had Dennis Schroeder.
No, Schroeder's never been on the squad. Who is it?
That's about all I know on the team.
Is it the guy that EB used to be obsessed with, and I would just goof on him all the time?
Dude, the three-point sniper?
No.
Luke Shenzhen?
No.
Luke Shenzhen.
He's 18 years old.
Probably about 3 years ago is what I would guess he played for. Kind of a 3-and-D without much of the three, if you know what I'm saying.
When you say his name, I'm going to be distraught, but go ahead.
Isaac Bonga.
Your guy. That's I'm telling you. I couldn't pull his name.
Does he have like blonde hair there? He dyed his hair or something?
He's got blonde hair.
Yeah.
And when he makes threes, he made like three threes somehow against Greece. Again, Greece was awful. Yeah. Giannis looked like he wanted to destroy every one of his teammates. He was barely listening to his coach. He looks so punched out. He does this weird thing where he like puts his hand over his face. I was trying to figure it out, but I was sitting too far away, and also was overwhelmed by how smelly everybody is in France. That arena stunk to high heaven. These people do not put deodorant on, and then I had to ride a metro 20 stops back to my hotel where everybody's got their arms up on the bar, like holding up. And I thought I was going to faint.
Where's
the deodorant? I don't know what the upside is. You're such an ugly American.
I'm
an ugly American.
He's an American that practices good hygiene.
Basic human right. Whatever lady, remember when you guys had that lady on who like went viral because she didn't put on deodorant? She should come live in France because she'll get dates and nobody will look down.
She'll fit right in.
Francis.
Shower for a week. France. There you go.
I thought EB's guy was Garrison Matthews, by the way. And I thought maybe he had some sort of German passport.
He had a weird thing for Isaac Bonga, too, a few years ago.
I just thought he could play.
Bilal Coulibaly wears number 99 for France. He should wear 0 so it matches how many minutes he gets per game.
I am taking this as a personal attack on Pete Haley from thousands of miles away. We used to be boys. We used to be tight.
By the way, speaking of basketball, Cakes, we're still boys. Speaking of basketball, today is the 32-year anniversary of the Dream Team winning its gold medal game against Croatia. They won by 32, and that was the biggest sweat they had of the entire tournament. So that team was pretty good. And yes, the women and the men are still both alive. The men play, oh my God, who do they play today? Oh,
Serbia.
They play Jokic. They play Serbia. They play Jokic. They beat them by 26 earlier in this tournament. They also beat them by 26 in July in a pre-Olympic exhibition. So look for them to win by 26, move on. They'll see France in the final, and it will probably be riveting for about a quarter and a half. And then LeBron will do things and make people actually cheer for him instead of a swimmer. And U.S. will win by 25.
I'll root for Coulibaly against the United States.
You're rooting for Coulibaly.
Hope that the U.S. wins by 30, because then Coulibaly can get in at the end and throw up a couple like ugly 15-footers and tell everybody he played in a gold medal game.
I feel so attacked.
I think Germany's going to win, by the way.
All right, JP, you and I, we can make a little side bet.
Sure.
And it can be $3, since you guys never bet anything more than that.
Yep.
And then neither of us will pay each other because we're really far away.
We can Venmo. Venmo. I'll bet you.
Nice
done deal.
On your show.
$3 deal.
doing these hits has been a real treat. I know you guys are probably Olympics out, but it's been nice to kind of remind me of home. And I've really enjoyed catching up with you guys, and it's been better than talking about the Commanders, although I'm sure you guys would rather be talking about that at this point. But yes, the Olympics have been a real treat, a highlight of my career, 24 days in a row, 16 days in a row of working until 5 a.m.
Oh, my God.
But I wouldn't rather be anywhere else except maybe back in my friend and my cat.
Hey, you did have a room to yourself, right?
Yes, a really nice room. It's a hotel called the Malia on the Champs d'Elysée, which is like kind of the fancy strip here in Paris. I've walked around a little bit, and I got my girlfriend a goofy shirt from the merch store. If you wanted to go to a place that makes you want to spray your brains all over the inside of a hotel room, go to the merch store at the Paris Olympics. It was like the last place on earth anybody would ever want to go. Everybody was elbowing for shirts of like the Arc de Triomphe on it and to pay $40. So that was exhausting, but I wanted to bring some merch home for my girlfriend.
Yeah. We don't encourage our listeners to call Pete's hotel when he's trying to nap.
No, we would never tell them to do that, ever.
Yeah, they definitely shouldn't do that.
Actually, someone called me on like the third day, and then I picked up and nobody was there, and I unplugged the phone. So if you did call, it would go right to voice.
EB, how many whistles here? In 24 days?
Gold medal in whistling.
Well, listen, Pete has a different work ethic than us, though. Right.
No, he's working a lot.
He's working until 5 a.m. There's no time to whistle. And he probably just crashes as soon as he gets in his room, right? I'm going to say under 5. Yeah. I'm going to say under 5.
I'd find Alex Cooper for gluck gluck.
I'd say under.
Hey, over or under 5, Pete?
It's honestly probably, and I don't want to sound like Jason Bishop. Yeah. I'm usually a man of pretty high testosterone. It's too tiring. I work 13 hours. I need to sleep about 8. And then the other 3, I'm walking around trying to find a baguette for lunch. It's maybe 5, but it's definitely not over. And I'll tell you, the last 10 days, it might be like 1.
Wow.
It is crashed into a wall. There is no energy flowing through this body.
Understood. All right, well, Pete, we have loved having you on.
At least you didn't claim zero.
Right.
And we'll talk to you again soon, man.
Okay, you probably won't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And I don't cover the Commanders anymore, so we probably won't talk soon. But talk to me on Twitter, DM me, I'll message you.
Hey, you can be a Commanders guy. You could still be a Commanders correspondent.
No, it's fake, but I do. I'll be watching your golf swing from afar.
Thank you.
I'll be liking your gifts about the Money Metal Cakes Classic and
Perfect.
JP.
Love it.
When you tweet out pictures from your vacations and free shirts, I'll be shaking
yes.
my head at it.
Perfect.
I miss you guys. I love you guys. And keep crushing it over there
yep.
stateside.
Good hearing from
All
you
right,
again.
Thank you,
That's
buddy.
Pete Haley, Junkies Olympics correspondent, checking in from Paris. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.